Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467369.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Las Vegas. You are listening to the Crazy Sexy Cool Podcast. I am your host, Bethany, and I am joined by my co-hosts, my friends in real life, the Squirtle Twins, Meek and Elizabeth.
Yo, E, we going that. Far with that.
She did not open us up with that.
The Squirtle Twins.
Here at Crazy Sexy Cool, we give our black ass millennial opinions about the crazy, the sexy, and the cool hot topics. So let's jump into this hoe. Yeah. Y'all like that nickname though?
Squirtle Squirtles Twins. And
Squirtles and crime, you know?
Ooh.
You know, I was a little
bit. I'm sensing a little Squirtle envy, like coming from that.
Yeah, first of all, I was jealous that you two were like
just, you know, sharing videos, sitting beside each other, kikiing, smoking weed, and just having like grown adult time. And like, I wasn't there.
It was unexpected.
First off, in order to have grown adult time, you have to be present. And when I say present, I'm talking about in the state. So
that's on you. You asked for that one. You asked for that one.
Yeah, but y'all only invite me like, let's go to the gym. I don't want to go to the gym. I just want to chill and just do nothing, like, and just smoke and watch Boomerang. Speaking of, did somebody watch Boomerang last night?
I did. It was so good. It was so good. Me kept catching, like, Elizabeth, that's you. I'm like, what?
No, yo, wait, hold on, Bethany. The part when, it's two parts. So it, the part when Eddie Murphy sneaks off the bed and like, because old girl's feet is like fucked up. Yeah. Like, and then no, but the real Elizabeth part is when Jacqueline got up in the middle of the night and left $200 on the nightstand. Like, I told E, I said, bro, like, that's you. Like, if you like miss the show that your dude booked or whatever, you would do some shit like that. Like, sneak out of bed, put $200 on the nightstand.
The nice way that he pulled the covers up, the like, covers up.
It was like, oh my God.
I gotta go.
Yeah. I was like, yo, it's E, you're Jacqueline. Good. You are Jacqueline. Jacqueline is you, E.
I liked her character, though. She was bossy, you know? She turned the tables right back on his ass.
Yeah, when she turned around, it's like, you're not catching feelings, are you?
Right. Are you good?
Like, ooh. Jacqueline is a Sagittarius.
She's... Did not say that.
We looked it up, didn't we? Looked it up.
No, you can't. No, I'm talking about the character.
Oh. Is Robin Givens? Is she a Sagittarius?
I think so. Let me see.
She doesn't give me Sag vibes, but
she doesn't either. I'm sorry.
I like Robin Givens and all her roles that she plays.
No, that's cool. I just don't get Sagittarius vibes from like her, but her character in Boomerang, absolutely,
definitely a Sagittarius.
Robin Givens definitely is Sagittarius.
Wow.
When's her birthday?
November 27th.
Wow. Oh. Look at that. Sad energy. It was like pulsating through the movie. Like, oh.
Wow. Yeah, she really, yeah. It was very familiar. Because I've had a moment where, I showed up to a guy's house in lingerie, but I had a trench coat over it. And he passed out and I left. And so before I had ever seen Boomerang, because I saw Boomerang for the first time in my 20s, he said he woke up and I wasn't there. And he had that moment. He was like, it was that exact moment. And I was like, what is he talking about? So I had to go and watch Boomerang. And when I saw it, I felt like I was looking at myself. I felt so seen, like, oh my God, she is really, that's me. Like, it feels so good sometimes to see someone who is like you on TV or in a movie. But yeah, Jacqueline from Boomerang, she was that.
She was that beach.
So two days ago, I linked up with Elizabeth to shoot for Bikini Honey.
Woo! And new babes is coming soon, y'all.
Yes, honey. And Elizabeth was serving chocolate. She gave two scoops of ass, because
where did ass come from?
I got some theories. I wonder. look at her. Yeah,
damn, what you're saying.
but after I got a chance to see her video that she showed you, Meek.
Yeah. And I got
put up to speed. I couldn't close my mouth. My jaw was just like, I was low-key screaming the whole video, like, oh my God, girl, what the fuck? So I told her that it reminded me of, you know, the movie Ice Age, where that little squirrel, prehistoric squirrel, whatever, is chasing that acorn all over the place. And one, I can't remember if it was the first or second movie, but the acorn gets lodged in like a an iceberg.
Iceberg.
And he pulls it out and water just comes flying out. And he's like trying to cover the water from coming out and just squirting from everywhere. That's what Elizabeth was giving. And oh my God.
I mean, but let's not forget that Bethany showed me some videos as well, guys. And I'm going to need some lessons here because there's no way what I saw is for free.
What'd you see?
Give details.
Well, details. Bethany had that, I don't even, anaconda. Very gripped very well. She was going in. Like,
y'all,
okay, obviously.
I've seen this video. I've seen this video too. And so ladies, this lesson is to you. And fellas, please let me know what you think. Because I want to know if this theory is true. So I have a theory that like a good blowjob involves a lot of spit, but a good ass grip. You know,
right. And with both hands,
like with both hands, but like, right. But like when I say a good grip, like you got to be able to like make that dick your bitch in some type of way. Like I've come to the conclusion that I got small ass hands. Now I got small
little Barbie hands.
Yeah, and like Bethany, the way that she was able to just grip the dick the way she did it, I was like, bruh, you got long ass hands, and then you got the fingernails. The fucking acrylics that like make it a complete grip. It's kind of like the jaws of life. You know what I mean? Like, have you ever seen the jaws of life? Like, how they come out? Or like a good set of pliers or something. Like, it's how it just grips the. Yeah. So, fellas, if there's any truth in that theory, please let me know that like a good blowjob involves, of course I know like men love messy ass head, like, oh, get nasty with it. Blah. But if she could grip that thing the way you grip your thing, bruh, she's winning.
Well, you know what I mean? I need to learn, Bethany.
I can't do that. So just to catch the listeners up to speed, Meek and Elizabeth don't really like Twitter. And I have been, Elizabeth, she thinks I'm just like a Twitter spokesperson because I'm always talking about how much I prefer it.
You definitely are a Twitter spokesperson and a Facebook, like you hate Facebook. Nah, she hates like Facebook.
I'm cool on Facebook. God. Mm-hmm. But so they always just kind of be like, you know, whatever, Twitter's, you know, whatever. But I just think it's such a great space to interact with people. It's just one of the only social media platforms where the interaction and the reactions to certain things are just like epic. So I was scrolling Twitter one night and some girl was like, yo, it's gray sweatpants season. You know, fellas, drop, you know, a photo of you wearing gray sweats. And I'm like, I already know that Meek loves gray sweatpants on men. Like, she loves this. This is her favorite time of the year. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to send this to the group chat so they could take a gander, because I was scrolling through and I was just like blown away at, first of all, you guys were just pressed to, like, you guys are already pressed to send dick pics unsolicited first,
yeah,
without even asking. But that here part. We got a girl saying, post it, and you just post. Some guys are wearing sweatpants. Some guys are wearing basketball shorts. Some guys just straight up in the bathroom, butt naked, you know, just posting everything. But it was just so refreshing to see dicks, because we don't get this often. Mm-mm. Like, when you watch,
you being nice.
No, when you watch TV, we don't get this. We don't get full frontal in certain shows or whatever, when you'll see a butt naked ass woman all over TV. So right. This was nice to see. However, I don't know why you think I'm being nice.
No, because like you have to be specific, because it's like we don't like to see dicks. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, I guess I gotta be specific. Like, I was under the impression that I didn't like dick pics. after seeing that thread, I've just come down to the conclusion that I actually do, but I just like seeing the big, full, girthy ones. You know, like, I don't really like the little wormy ones, you know? Like, I just really don't. Worm. It's just some dicks are photogenic and some dicks are not, you know? I discovered that.
What guy is looking dick for you? What do you see?
I feel like, I know I'm going to get the inches off, you know? But I feel like a Febreze can. Like a Febreze can, okay. It's pretty long. Like to be honest, that's pretty fucking long.
And then color wise, veiny, no vein.
To be honest, I prefer chocolate colored ones. You know, I like my dicks the way I like my nuts. Okay. You know, covered in chocolate.
Okay, wow. That sounds about right.
Okay,
so no veins involved. You don't like seeing all the veins and.
Oh no, I like that.
You like the veins. Bethany, you like, yes, okay.
Please. I think it's beautiful.
Yes, okay. No, I like that, but I'm just saying it just looks better when everything is just like all one, not one color, but it all blends in. You know, when like, I'm sorry, you know, my fair skin men, this doesn't mean that you don't got good dick. Now, that don't mean that, but when it comes down to being photogenic, sometimes y'all like are light on the outside, dark on the inside, or sometimes light and then pink at the tip and then brown at the bottom. It's like Crayola, you know?
You gotta think Crayola. About some guys who are circumcised, you know? That's how it just be looking. Like,
no, yeah. But chocolate men don't have that problem. Cause like all brown goes together. I've never seen.
All dicks are not created equal, okay?
At all.
True.
Because I have seen some chocolate men with like some, like, why does it look like that?
Yeah, that's more of the shape. That's more of the shape, though. Like, I haven't seen any chocolate men where like the color of it is like the issue. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm talking about like just specifically
it's that vitiligo and shit.
Yeah, like, bro, how's that set up? You know, like. Like, is that too nuts in a boy? Oh, can't do it. Won't do it. I can't do it,
honey.
But after watching that thread, I believe that it had to be some punk ass show dick motherfucker that created pants, because I was just over here just.
I mean, do some of them, are they even real? Because some of them like were literally.
What do you mean? Are they?
Too big, bro. What do you mean?
That's what I'm saying. They actually exist. Like, they exist, girl. Girl, where? They exist. Like, I don't know where.
Receiving these texts from Meek in real time as she's discovering each dick was hilarious. Like, she was like, yo, this dick come down to his kneecaps. Like, what the
hell? It was hanging like at his knees. I've never been so scared and so horny at the same time, girl. I was like... I was like, oh my God, I want to touch it. Okay, I can't do that. I can't. I just can't. Oh my God, I want to. You know that TikTok was like, I ain't going to do it, girl. I ain't going to do it. I did it, girl. And thighs all torn up, fucking intestines hanging out and shit. Like, girl, I did it. Girl, I did it, girl.
So yeah, what do you guys think about Twitter after seeing this thread? Like, do you understand like how people can interact and just
look, Twitter is cool. It got its ups and downs because just like how it got that gray sweat dick thread, it ain't also got a whole bunch of people posting meaningless things that I really don't fucking care about. I don't care that you had a latte today. Okay. Like, I don't care. Like,
that's Instagram too. I'll be like, look. Liz over there laughing, but she be showing us her ginger drinks and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right. No, that's just pointless too. That's just pointless too. But
I don't care, y'all. And I'm still gonna do it too.
But I'm just saying, like with Instagram, it's still photographic. You know what I mean? It's still intriguing to the eye. Like, me reading about that is boring. It's like picking up a boring book. Guess what? I'm gonna sit that bitch back down. So, like, yeah, it still has its ups and downs for me.
You got to follow the right people, dog.
Low-key, I think you're a bit social media, like, pretentious. Like, it's a bit, like, bourgeois. Like, like, a certain level of folk participate in Twitter. And, like, a certain
How many people do you follow on Twitter? I follow at least 800 plus.
But also, how long have you been on Twitter? Since
2009.
Since it started. They yeah, like called you time. Up. It was like, Bethany, so we about to launch. Did you get your profile ready?
Are you ready?
I follow 775 people.
Girl, I follow 56. But that don't mean I don't want
to know how many I follow.
That's what I'm saying. Just add some diversity to it. You might see some interesting shit, you know?
That's hilarious.
I don't know. I used to be on Twitter a lot younger, but like, I don't know, over the years, I literally just stopped using it.
Yeah.
When I'm younger, I mean, like,
some people go through waves of it.
Bethany is she's going to continuously, like, try to convert us, like how Jehovah Witness continue to knock on people's doors.
y'all been on Twitter today? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, let me tell you how Twitter is our savior.
Are you a believer
or not?
Switova, okay. All right. So, enough of the dick talk, because Jesus. Well, I will say though, we were talking about like some of the pettiest reasons why you've like stopped talking to a guy, or you've ghosted a guy. Because I think we've all like agreed that we ghost people. We will stop talking to people without like a proper explanation. I guess, you know, explanation or not, we peace out. We'll give you an explanation later. I don't. Do you guys do? Do y'all circle back and be like, nah.
No.
But what's the pettiest reason that you guys have ghosted a guy?
Playing video games.
What do you mean? Wait.
So Bethany, go ahead. You tell the story. You gotta tell the story.
I don't know how I'm gonna start this, but it's just So it was this guy who I guess was interested in talking to me, which I don't blame him.
Stop. Tuck your shit. Go ahead.
Yeah.
And then, like, it's just for me, playing video games is immature. That's what my little brother did. So I don't know. Like, it's a straight turn off for me.
So was it just the fact that he was playing video games, or that he
not
was,
telling
like,
the story?
That,
you?
Like,
that's okay. Go. What is it,
Elizabeth? Like, you're leaving out so much detail. Like, first off. She came over. It was a friend of a friend's. Okay, cool. They started and they just having a regular conversation. So it's not like she like met up with him or they had like the intent wasn't initially for them to like engage romantically. It was just a friend of a friend. They just having casual conversation. This fool right here asked him, So how was your day today? What did you do today? This motherfucker replied, oh, I just played the video game all day. Girl, when I tell you her whole, like, to be honest, she was just being nice because, like, once again, it was a friend of a friend. But when I tell you he, like, killed it, like it was like, like, she was like, video games all day. Like, think it was like,
what?
30-something years old. Like, and you in there playing Call of Duty, yelling into a damn headset. Talk about go left. He behind
yeah,
you.
No. I've never dated guys. I never dated guys who play video games. Like, I had an ex that I dated for a long time. He, for some reason, decided, oh, I'm going to buy a PlayStation or an Xbox. I can't even remember what console it was. But he got so pissed off playing one game that he threw the controller and it broke. And I was like, you really over here, like, pissed off over a video game, dog, and you really just broke the controller. So now you can't even, like, you have to, like, power it off, like, unplug it and shit, because you can't, like, you can't use the game anymore.
You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, Yeah, I just don't know anyone who has enough time to play video games.
But that was her point. That was her point.
And so I get it.
So much to do.
Right. Yeah, I get so much to do. All you did was sit in that room.
Like, I wish I had time to play video games. I wish. I used to play Crash Bandicoot all day when I was 12.
I was younger. Yes. Crash Bandicoot.
Crash Bandicoot. Yes. Let me find out.
Yes.
They have a game out. Did you know that?
Yeah, I just seen it. Number 4, girl. I was in Target with Lyric. She was buying a toy. Some grown ass man gonna say, "Wait a minute, Crash Bandicoot 4? He turned around with his kids. I was like, "Oh, you excited, huh?"
So he's automatically ghosted.
Yeah.
Like,
you excited, huh?
And Liz was like, "Ew."
Yeah.
Wanna play Crash Bandicoot? You know, Quavo. Quavo has a Crash Bandicoot charm. Would you see that and be like, "Ew, nigga"?
Yeah. Why like are you
names? He's
in a Crash Bandicoot commercial. Like, he actually loved Crash Bandicoot. I don't know, like, the story behind it, but
he get paid for it, whatever, but why do you have the cartoon on you?
I mean, there's grown-ass men with, like, SpongeBob charms and shit. I can't speak to those type of dudes.
Not all. That's
you know what a petty reason why I can't fuck with. If your diamond earring got, like the little squares, nigga, no. Like, if you got, like, the little fucking, like,
cluster earrings.
The little cluster earrings. No. Nigga, exactly. And then I'm ghosting. Like, I'm not talking to you. More than likely, you got fucking eraser backs on the back of that bitch.
You know what? Okay. If you got that and it's 2020,
I'm good. Because, like, that's the thing is that some of these men don't understand that sometimes less is more. Like, I could respect a dude that don't pass on anything. You know what I mean? Like, or a little, you know, I believe in Jesus bracelet. Wear that, you know? But, like, all this extra. Like, all this extra floss and shit, like, you just basically told me that you live beyond your means. Like, you're trying to, like, project that you're something that you really not. So,
see, my ex, he's 7'3", right? And he used to wear mad jewelry. And I'm like, bruh, you already, as soon as you walk into a room, all the attention is on you. Why do you need all this extra jewelry? Like, for what? What are we... Like, no. Like, can you just not? So he really, like, toned down the jewelry. He stopped wearing earrings. He really stopped wearing the charms, the bracelets, the watches. Like, he just toned it down. Because I guess guys don't, you don't have to do that. Like, I'm not sure who you're trying to impress. Because sometimes I think that's to impress other men.
Well, yeah. Or, and also, like,
it's
how do you...
type of woman.
Exactly. So, like, how, like, why do men, like, invest in, like, and of course, we're not talking about all men, but the men that do, like, invest in, like, flashy shit like that and then have the nerve to complain about the type of woman that you attract. Like, you gonna get the type of fish that you bait for. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, you out here doing flashy shit, you gonna get a money-hungry, you know, someone that's looking for...
I mean, if you think about it, guys do everything for pussy.
Attention.
Like, everything. Like, they dress, the way they get their hair cut, what kind of car they drive, what kind of career they decide to go into. It could be a passion, but they know certain careers come with a certain amount of attention. Like, ooh, girl, you know, he's a lawyer, or he's a doctor, he's an engineer. Like, some girls really are looking for security in what the job entails, you know? So, guys, you know, with the jewelry, buying bottles at the club, being surrounding themselves with other men who attract women. Like,
that's the part that I don't get either. Like, like, men, y'all hang out with a lot of men, like, and just every, like, it's also, like, this practice of, like, I'm with my niggas all day. Like, and so, I hope y'all getting money or something, because, like, that just don't make sense to me. But also, something to piggyback on what you just talked about, I wish men would invest into mental health. I took it there. I don't give a fuck. But, like, you know, invest in their mental health. Be like, you know, if everything you do is about pussy, I bet, watch. Go invest into some mental health and watch the type of females you gonna start attracting. You'd be like, girl, he working on himself, girl. Like, he was talking about a clear line of communication. Girl, but
do they even care? Like, that's the thing. Do they even care? Do they even want that type of female? You know what I'm saying? They don't even know what they're looking for at this point. They're doing all this.
Yeah, that's why they need to invest in some.
They're mad that they getting so.
But then it's also gonna change the type of bullshit that men put up with. Cause I've come across men that have been doing like mental health awareness and, you know, like investing in that, and their tolerance for bullshit is zero. So like the type of women that they deal with or like choose, let me emphasize, they choose to like dance with. Is a completely different breed of girl, because you're no longer able to tolerate the bullshit.
So can you tell us a petty reason why you've ghosted a guy besides jewelry, flossing?
He also, like, look, I socially smoke, you know, I'm not a big chief of like Monique over here, but
girl,
because Monique is a chief of, like, you got Snoop Dogg, Wiz Khalifa, Monique. Chicha Chong, Snoop Dogg, Wiz Khalifa, Monique, like in that order. Like, she's a big Chifa dog. But yeah, like I like to socially smoke. And bruh, if you bring some stress, yo, like, I'm ghosting the fuck out of you. That means you don't care about my well-being. Like, you definitely don't care about yours. But the fact that you, like, puff pass that shit to me, like, you definitely do not care about my well-being.
You got a headache.
Woke up the next morning and had a whole full-on throbbing headache. And I was like, what the fuck was this shit? And then E was like, girl, that was that stress, girl. I was like,
you know, you're supposed to be doing that. You should have waited for me.
Right.
What about you, Bethany?
Well, speaking of, like, to kind of talk about dicks again, but this guy that I was hooking up with while we were having sex, he will always say, "You like this big dick, don't you? You like that? You like?" I was just like the way that he spoke about himself, I was just like, okay, bro, it's not that. It's not that. It's not like that. And literally, that was it. When I tell you, I've never spoken to this guy again. Hit it, quit it. It's done.
Once again, men, when you're dealing with vintage, and when I say vintage, I'm talking about pussy that is older than 1990. I'll say 90. Okay. Yes. We're dealing with vintage. Like, you can't force those type of questions upon the, you like, know what I mean? Your female partner. She's gonna let you know if she likes that big dick. Okay. Like, leave that shit for the little Pop-Tarts. You know, let the Pop-Tarts answer dumbass questions like that.
Yeah. Right. Please.
Like, I'll let you know. And also, I'll let you know if you're big or not. You know what I mean? Don't take it the wrong way, but I'm just letting you know. Like, every vagina is set up differently. You might have been big for the last chick, but to me, you know, like,
you didn't make the cut.
You didn't make the cut. I mean, you know.
I like it when guys talk shit. Like, talk shit. That's cool. But the way that he said it, I just don't know what it was. I was just like, ew, bro, I can't even finish. I didn't let him finish. That was it.
It was force, but that's what I mean by
ghost.
Right, but that's what I mean by like allow. Like, if there's like a script going on between the two of us, okay, cool. You know what I'm saying? If we both into it, but like if you're trying to force it,
Because you know, like right before he said that, I was trying to give him direction because what he was doing was not comfortable to me. Ooh. So I was trying to tell him like, hey, no, can you do this instead? And he literally said no.
What?
Okay, so he's not listening to what I want and what makes me feel good and comfortable.
So now you're even more getting dry.
Yep.
So this is not working.
Dry, I'm dried up.
Like desert. So that I was like, he doesn't take direction and he think he the shit.
That's the worst. That is the worst. Men that can't take direction. And it's not even on some, like, trying to emasculate you or anything like that. But it's like, and like I said, like I mentioned before, everybody's body is set up differently. So, like, if you have this go-to move, honey, like, you... Look, it's okay if you
y'all get be having that go-to move, be like,
right,
that don't
move. Right at all. Like, that's cute. But let's try something else. And me, like, I love to instruct. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've instructed a couple of men. Just like forgot what rapper said it, but I think it was Mulatto when it was like he didn't know how to eat the cat, so I taught him. Like, I love to instruct. Like, I'll show you how to eat the cat. I'll show you how to make a girl squirt. I could show you, like, different moves to hit the G-spot with your dick. Like, and who knows? Like, if you and I don't work out, guess what? You are now blessed with new gifts to share with the next person that you fuck. So, like...
You're welcome.
You're welcome in advance. Like, look
at that. Yeah, so I wasn't... Mm-mm. And another petty reason I stopped, like, talking to a guy is that we were talking about this last night, how some guys will misconstrue what level we're on. So we could literally just be hooking up sexually, and then you're telling people we're in a relationship.
Yeah, bruh.
My mind. I guess some guys feel like women want to be claimed or what, like, or yeah, they get something off of claiming you to their boys to make them look a certain kind of way. Turn off. And, yeah, you know, does it all the time. And I think this is probably why I don't really care for this particular guy. So in 21 Savage's latest album, he has a feature with Drake. And Drake name dropped SZA. And I was listening to this song as I was driving. And literally when he said this, like, so he said something like, this girl, she wants to, you know, hook up listening to SZA. But she didn't know I used to date SZA in 08 or something like that. And I was just like, what? Like, why? Why mention that? That was like 11, 12 years ago. Like, why are we talking about who we used to? Like, is that for you to look cool to this chick? Like, I just don't get it.
Yo, like, to be honest, we talked about this yesterday too. Like, pillow talking and mentioning names is definitely a no-go, you know? And also this high-ass body count thing. Like, there is a point within your body count where you just start looking diseased, you know? So, like, you just look infested. Like, I don't know if you are or not, but, like, if I know that you hit a certain body count, like, bro, like, I just can't. And it goes a lot with, like, whether a lot of women say that they hit you, if a lot of women, you know, in different situations have said, I've hit that, I'm like, damn, you for everybody. And then also, yeah, like, to go back to Drake, every single album, he drops about, like, 1,500 names of bodies he ain't hit. Like, bruh, like, I'm starting to question your stroke now. Because, like, exactly, you mentioning a lot of names, bruh, but none of these names are mentioning you.
So what do you think? Is it whack?
Because, is it whack? Like,
because SZA was never like, yeah, I used to smash Drake back in the day. She's
She unfollowed you, bruh. So now I am questioning you. And I'm, you know what? And after you mentioned that, B, low-key, I was looking at his hips to, like...
You go,
it's not just the hips, it's like the whole, like, body fat, you know, ratio that's down there. You could tell if someone is swinging or not. Like, if you hold a certain body fat percentage, bro, like, I could tell what your dick size is. Like, I could definitely
going
tell
back to that Twitter fat. Thread that Twitter thread of dicks, were you surprised to see, like, some of them, like, skinny dudes packing?
Negative. That's my point. Skinny if you noticed, but did you see any chubby or any, like,
I saw
muscle. It was muscle.
And it was muscle. But yeah, I'm talking about body fat. I'm talking about with high body fat percentage. Did you see any high body fat percentage dudes on that thread?
I didn't, child.
I rest my case. I rest my case. You could just tell, like, from the lower abdomen to down through to the knee, like, depending on what their body fat percentage is right there.
So go ahead and say, that's another, like, reason you would just stop talking to a guy is if he, like, let's say you, remember you was telling us about the, like, blind date that you went on? Had this dude showed up to the coffee shop and he had hips on him?
What was yeah, she would
definitely ghost him.
Yeah, because I don't have hips. So I can't be running with a dude that got hips. Like, because I'm going to feel some type of way. Bro, ain't no way in hell we both got on jeans and your ass hit fatter than mine. Like, I'm going to feel some type of way.
I cannot.
I'm going to feel some type of way. You know, maybe if I had hips, I wouldn't, you know, do that, you know, but yeah, that is a thing for me.
That whole Drake thing really threw me off, and it made me, like, wonder, because I was just like, okay, this dude can't, like, sustain a relationship, and I don't think it's because it's by choice. I think girls just don't want to continue fucking with Drake. And I started to think about other, like, guys, rappers.
That fall in that category?
Yeah. Like, if you think about, and I think this dude is talented as fuck, but what's going on with Common? He has had some baddies, okay?
Yeah. But not even just baddies. Like, they also had depth. Like, just like with Drake, because, like, with Drake, some of his girls were, like, you know.
Strippers, like, porn stars.
Common and Drake both dated Serena.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, you know, and Common had Erykah Badu.
But I ain't gonna lie, I question Serena on dating Drake. Like, why are we doing that? Like, what you doing? Why are you doing that? Like, if you saw Drake walking in the grocery store, you telling me you really was going, you, like, if Drake wasn't Drake, you telling me that you really gonna fuck with him. I'm just saying, I just don't understand, like, why any woman at a certain age is fucking with Drake.
You know, well, he was dating J-Lo.
Yeah, and she's desperate, like, as fuck. I'm not surprised.
I don't even think that. I think she was just having fun and was like, this isn't fun, so I'm gonna go to this rich baseball playing ass nigga, A-Rod. Like, she settled down as soon as she left Drake.
I wonder if Drake could eat pussy.
He don't talk about it like Lil Wayne does.
He don't. Now, I know, but see, Lil Wayne is a Libra, and he talk about it all the time. And I know for a fact.
He must have haven't got any good feedback on it, so that's why he don't talk about it. Because he talk about everything else in his songs.
See, the only reason why I asked if he eat good pussy, because he knows how to, like, tap into, like, the romantic side. You know what I'm saying? Like, from what he talks about. You know, how he talks about it. So I do wonder if Drake can eat pussy. If anyone has ever had they pussy ate by Drake, please reach out to the Crazy Sexy Cool podcast.
Email us. crazysexycoolpod@gmail.com.
Give us your story. We'll read the story.
Right. And yeah, we can
make it anonymous.
Yeah, yeah. But this is something I really would like to know. We already know he cashes girls out, but that's even more intel. This nigga cashes girls out. He cashed girls out, and girls are still not, like, they like something ain't right.
Yeah, something.
It's a disclosure when he gives you that payment. Can't say nothing.
Hey, it might be an NDA situation, like. You wasn't feeling that? Oh, okay. But I might talk about you in the song about how I bought you a bag. So, and got your titties done and got your ass. So,
bruh, these girls need to start asking for royalties. Like, real talk. Like, before I smashed Drake, I would be like, bruh, just letting you know, any mention of this session, I will be receiving royalties from the whole album.
Any mention
thank you in advance.
Credit me as a writer, producer. Thanks.
Thank you in advance.
That part.
Yeah.
He do be saying some names.
Bria's interlude. Such and such who works at this place and
right, it works at no, but he gives the whole description. He'd be like Tiffany that worked at Hooters on Long Boulevard. Take a left.
It's the blue house with the white shutters.
Not the green shutters, the white shutters. Like, nigga, are you a stalker?
Yes, like I can't. So real quick.
I still like Drake.
Meek, would you like to talk about Ryan Henry?
No, I really would not because
I don't want to talk about him.
We can talk about him. So basically Ryan Henry, it got out that Ryan Henry
Ryan Henry, for those who don't know who Ryan Henry is.
Those that are under a fucking rock or don't watch TV, Ryan Henry is a lead tattoo artist from Chicago Inc., a show that's on VH1. And so he's cute or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, he like caramel complected, got like the really like glossy hair and shit, a little buff, but some of his actions, though, is just very questionable. Anywho, he basically, came out that he fucked his best friend's girl. And It's not the best friend's girl. It's the best friend's ex who is the best friend's baby mama, who he is the godfather of.
Right? To their children.
Okay.
Yeah. So it comes out, you know, got gets leaked or whatever. And then he goes in like, you know, issues this apology and basically tries to set things straight that like me and my brother, we've talked and we've discussed this matter beforehand and y'all just now finding out about it. But like, I apologize for my actions and I was in a dark space.
I mean, we're not the ones you should be apologizing to, for one. But he said
he already apologized, like him and his brother, his best friend, they've already spoken about it, but he wanted to, because it was already like on social media, he wanted to make the, like, let everyone else know, like basically give everyone else an update as to what was going on, and that he basically is trying to take accountability of his sorry ass actions.
Once again,
ooh, chill.
I mean
that's, I don't know, some stuff like
this seemed too messy.
Yeah, that's very messy. But like, why does he feel the need to? Did his friend feel like that he needed to go on social media and like apologize in front of everyone, or
to
like
the whole world, make a big announcement? Because we didn't know about it until he did this, right?
Yeah, I didn't know shit.
I mean, and then also, like, look, as everyone already know, I take mental health very serious, but I'm also a huge advocate for accountability. And accountability also, you know, starts before the action has taken place. So, like, to, like, make a small mistake and be like, you know what, I made that mistake, I'm gonna take my accountability. Okay, cool. But, like, I'm just tired of this, like, common practice of specifically men. I'm pretty sure women do it too, but men, I see a lot of it amongst men, not all men, some men, where like they do like huge life-changing dramatic shit and then like want to have this whole big ass apology, you know, fuck around, sleep around and have a baby on a damn girl, or you know, be in a dark space, right, be in a dark space and fuck their best friend's baby mama, like.
But to me, it's like okay, you're on here apologizing that, you know, you made a mistake, you were going through depression issues, but it happened more than one time, right?
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it happened more than one time because I believe that I've just seen that she said something where she was explaining where she was sorry.
Yeah.
You know, and I, you know, I'm always the type, like, I don't want to get into his specific situation because, like, once again, we don't know the whole details. I don't know if the best friend is a dog. You know, some females find, you know, want to find revenge for their man treating them some way, so they gonna fuck their man's best friend. I don't know. That part I do not know, but I do find it to be a common thread for, like, it to be okay for men to partake in this type of behavior and then submit this whack-ass apology. And it's like, oh, we posted, like why are we not practicing better behavior is what my question is.
Yeah. And I think that's why, like, even talking about Ryan Henry and his behavior is just kind of, like, redundant. It's like, bro.
Yeah.
You niggas do this shit all the time. You apologize and people literally move on and act like nothing ever happened and you can go on. But if a woman does this, it's like she's shunned for the rest of her life.
That baby mama, once they get her fucking name, she's never going to be able to like get past any of this at all. Exactly. Like at all.
She'll live with this the rest of her life.
Right. Yep. She's never going to be able to get past it. So it's definitely a double standard. Yeah, I don't want to give this nigga no more time, to be honest with you. It's
just hanging it up.
So we're going to move on to the red light special. We actually don't have a red light special today. But if you would like to submit a question, we may answer it on our show. Send us an email at crazysexycoolpod@gmail.com. Or send us a DM at crazysexycoolpod on Instagram and Twitter. But we did, Meek, she posted something to our group chat. And I just thought it was really funny. But did you want to kind of like intro this whole like video?
Okay. So, you know, some of y'all might have seen this floating on social media. But there's a video of this lady like, she's like annoyed, frustrated, and she's literally crying on the phone with her mama, complaining that her man ate her rib and it was like the last rib. And she was really, really frustrated. But the one who was videotaping her was her man. And he was not only videotaping her, but he was also like
patronizing her
and like saying like, come on now, like you crying over a rib. And like of course, like, you know, initially it's like, oh, it's funny. Now where I found it to be interesting is like when I went in the comment section, I saw that a lot of men looked at it like as though she was overreacting over the rib. It's like, come on, like, it's a rib, like, I get it, I don't like people touching my food, but you really don't got to do all that. But a lot of the women was like, it's not about the rib. Like, it's about the principle. So I thought that was real interesting to see such a divide, you know, with this one video. And I wanted to bring it to the ladies.
You were talking about how, like how video games was like a turnoff. What we don't know is what this woman was doing all day. And what she was looking forward to when she got home. This nigga literally could have been at home playing video games all day. She warmed her food up, was like, you know what? I'm about to tear this rib up. She gets in from work or whatever, dropping the kids off, virtual learn. Like, we don't know what she had going on.
She had
that one thing that she was looking forward to, and he ate her food. People who have had roommates before know the pain of having, like, you take some food to go, you put it in the refrigerator, you are looking, like, you got your taste buds set, like, oh yeah, I had that Cheesecake Factory, I'm gonna come back, I'm gonna warm that shit up, I'm gonna fuck it up. And you go in there and your food is gone? That is a violation on so many levels. Because, one, men already complain about when you go out to eat with a woman, she don't know what to order, she always eating off my plate. You know, guys will say shit like that. For one, I'm not one of those. When I order, this is what I want. I'm not eating off your plate. I'm cool. But, like, it was just so disrespectful. Like, we don't know what this woman was just like, what she had gone through that day. And it's really the principle. It's like, bro, you ate my shit. You didn't say, there's more downstairs, or, like, I'm gonna order you some more. She wanted her fucking rib, dog. And you ate it. And then patronized her in front of her mama and recorded it and posted it online. Like, dog.
That would have pissed me off if you posted that shit online. But he should have took that in consideration for him being her man and seeing, like, how she literally was in tears about this rib. Like, that showed me you don't even give a fuck. So we're over after this.
Like, she really crying. He called her spoiled and everything. Like, because she's upset that you ate her food?
Yeah, she said she literally went downstairs for a second. She told him before she went down there, don't eat my rib. And came back and he did it. I feel like he did it petty. It was childish. It was very childish. And I would have been pissed too.
Yeah. Whack, bro.
Yeah, that's just, but it just shows how whack of a nigga he is. Like, you know, I don't know if she's still with him. If they worked it out, that's cool. But like, like, this nigga obviously can't read emotional cues, my nigga. Like, I would have went the fuck off. Like, I really would have. Because, to be honest, who knows? Some of those frustrations she was dealing with probably had to do with this sorry-ass nigga. Like, like, I come home, your ass ain't clean, the fucking dishes still look the same, my baby look all messed up, you know what I'm saying? Like, Becky at my job and got on my last nerves, and all I want, my kids probably already, I have 5 ribs in there, the damn kids already ate 4, all I got is 1 more, please don't fucking eat it, and you take your trifling ass down there. Yo, I probably would have
gonna take your black ass gums and bite into my shit. Fuck you.
Yeah,
That's grounds for fighting.
You know what? I will take this time to just also make out a good point where it's like, men, because I've experienced this myself, so this is personal. Men, it's always very clear to me that you can see how much I do. And when I say I, I'm speaking from the woman's perspective.
Right.
Where it's like, you see how much work I put into, like, whether it's my career, whether it's me being a mother, whether it's me being beautiful, investing into myself, going to the gym, so on and so on. Especially with me being a single mother. Like, you know that I got a lot going on, right? Man, it's more than you just mentioning that you see it. Because if your actions do not align with what you have just now admitted to me that you are able to see, yeah, I'm going to feel some type of way. And that doesn't mean like, oh, you got to go and give me elaborate gifts, but like, shit, come home, have the dishes cleaned or vacuum or just do small shit. Babe, you know what? I bought you a Haagen-Dazs butter pecan. I know you had a hard day. Like, damn. You know what I'm saying?
That's my favorite. Used to be
like, right, just it's the little things that matter. And like, and this is, and I think that's what this was about. It's like, especially as black women, like men, black men, y'all already know how hard the fight is. Every time you step outside your door, you are at war with this world that's not set up for you. If you know that you're at war, just imagine what the hell we go through, because we are not only black, we are women. So we have multiple things coming at us and multiple things on our shoulders that we have to carry. Don't let us be single black, you know, women with kids. That's a whole nother equation. Wow. So it's just, show some compassion, show some empathy, show some sympathy. Like, you know, it's just the smallest things. And also, the smallest things don't mean, you know, commenting dumb shit like, why you ain't smiling? That's gonna get you slapped in the face. But yeah, it's just paying attention in the small things.
Yeah. Oh God. So that concludes today's show. Well, before we conclude, do any of the ladies, the Squirtle twins, have a quote?
The Squirtle twins.
No.
I have a quote.
Okay, Bethany.
Hands of life. Now, instead of jaws of life, I'm just give you the fucking the palms of life. There we go. Palms of life. Because
the jaws of life.
Jaws of life.
Oh no, for real.
So the quote is, it says, we cannot become what we want by remaining what we are. So growth, people. Let's strive to be better and to become better. So I just want to thank everyone who has subscribed to us on YouTube, on Apple. We are a part of the Bomb Network. Count the Dings. We have Bomb. That's on Tuesdays. We are Mondays. We have Woke Bros. We have Growing Up the Same. We have Wednesday Service with Naima. We have so much content. So make sure you are subscribed. Watch. So we love all the comments. We love the
likes, comments, all the feedbacks. It really does touch me when I hear like how some of the stuff that we discuss here on this show has impacted some of our listeners, like personally, whether it's impacted their perspective or like or even if they felt heard. So like, I really love it. Like, y'all, please contact me. Even if y'all have an idea, like, I'm open to, like, we're open to, like, hearing, you know, if you want to hear our thoughts or our views on something, hit us up.
Yeah, for sure. All right, guys, until next week, we'll holla. Peace.